This country's largest police force is under a lot of pressure to change its ways, and that includes how New York City's police department teaches officers to interact with communities of color. The NYPD is now trying out a new tool to train recruits. It's the theater. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports.
It's not every day costume actors perform in a dark lecture hall at the New York City Police Academy, but this was not your average night of theater.
Tonight is about stepping back, away from our personal prejudices, casual bias, and preconceived notions.
NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton introduced the one-act play about two famous teenagers.
So, how is my sweet lady girl doing today?
Anne Frank, a Jew who died in a German concentration camp, and Emmett Till, the black 14-year-old from Chicago who left home to visit a segregated Mississippi and didn't come back alive.
I want to be sure you understand what I said about how I behaved down south.
Mama, you already told me.
Till was killed by two white men who said the team whistled at a white woman. An all-white jury acquitted them of Till's murder. It's a part of American history that was news to NYPD recruit Anthony Frescatori.
So yeah, I definitely knew the story on Anne Frank. I didn't know the story on Emmett Till, though.
Neither did the other four recruits NPR spoke to after the play. The NYPD selected the recruits for NPR's interview. All of them were white, even though the cadets in the audience were racially diverse. Frescatori, who is 30, said the performance taught him about different communities.
There was an African-American man and a Jewish girl that went through the same exact thing, but from completely different sides of the world.
For 23-year-old Michael Palermo, that history reminded him of his responsibility as a police officer.
Both those situations, I thought, resulted as their governments kind of abusing their authority and, you know, persecuting people, and how important it is that we stay level-headed throughout our training and all.
Still, there's plenty of skepticism of using theater for police training among longtime critics of the NYPD, like Bob Ganji, director of the Police Reform Organizing Project. He thinks it's a hard sell to police veterans.
They mainly respond by rolling their eyes. Most cops see it as a kind of show business, a kind of public relations strategy.
Vince Warren, executive director of the Center for Constitutional Rights, says whatever the strategy, the NYPD should also focus on retraining its supervisors and not just their cadets.
The people who are in the middle that actually deploy folks, unless that culture changes, we're going to have a very hard time seeing how the police department has changed.
In the meantime, about 800 more of New York City's police recruits are seeing the play Ann and Emmett today before they graduate from the academy in December. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.